This is an emerging development. Hold on, I want to ask you about this development that's come to our attention today, the fact that Simon Hamilton, the Economy Minister, has been writing to parties up at Stormont. We know he has contacted the Alliance Party and the Ulster Unionist Party just to get their sense of how they would feel if he were to initiate this inquiry, if he were to be the man to set it in motion, and he's asked for responses from the party. Has he been in touch with the SDLP?
He has been in touch with me. Sorry, what did you say he had written about?
He has contacted the Alliance Party, we know, and the Ulster Unionist Party to seek their views on how they would feel about him initiating an inquiry.
Well, we would be entirely for it. We've been calling for a public inquiry for 6 weeks.
So you
say, jointly with the Ulster Unionists, we initiated a motion on Tuesday and we laid out all the terms of reference. And anybody who had a specific problem with the terms and reference was perfectly entitled to come up and query it.
And would you be happy then? Would you be happy then with that inquiry if it was initiated by him to be given back to him to be published?
Why would it be given back to him to be published? Clearly, the 2005 Act allows for no political interference. It would be appointed under our terms by the Lord Chief Justice, not as Sinn Féin and the DUP want.
Okay, I know you want back in again, Declan, and you are tied for time. Go ahead.
In relation to the Simon Hamilton proposition, what I say to that is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. No, it's absolutely impossible. And it goes to the very core of the point I'm making about the Inquiries Act. It will allow for the potential of DUP ministers influencing the direction and the scope and the remit of the inquiry, and it will allow discretion to be placed on the part of DUP ministers that set up under their auspices to affect the nature of public disclosure. And I'll finish on this point because I want to absolutely and completely reject Claire Hannah's gratuitous insult against my party in relation to getting away in the smoke. There's a saying, you know, when they go low, we go high. Sinn Féin has approached this matter with absolute and consistent integrity. The reality is that the SDLP voted on Tuesday with the DUP for a DUP inquiry. So I assume Hannah and the SDLP will quite willingly fall in behind any proposals that the DUP would bring forward in relation to.
But just to be clear on that point, Declan, inquiry. Because we did have that outburst from Martin O'Meara whenever he was coming under pressure in the committee about the coaching allegations involving Jamie Bryson. Whenever Jonathan Bell was pushing him hard during that session, he came back and said to Jonathan Bell, "We are cleaning up your mess in the RHI. £20 million been set aside in a budget." Now, this was during the summer. This was long before the spotlight, long before a lot of these revelations came out, that your party was in there, through the admission of Martin O'Meara, cleaning up the DUP mess.
And the SDLP voted to keep this scheme
in February 2016. What about Martin O'Meara said back then? That came as a surprise to a lot of people when he dropped that in.
Sorry, repeat your point again. I can't hear you talking over me.
Well, I'll tell you, the point is, Martin O'Meara, during that session, whenever he was coming under pressure from Jonathan Bell and others, responding to allegations about Jamie Bryson's alleged coaching, he hit back at Jonathan Bell and said to him, "We are cleaning up your RHI mess, putting aside £20 million every year in the budget so that the mess that you created is being cleaned up."
And there has been an absolute financial scandal created as a result of
the point is you were cleaning up the mess there, but you weren't shouting about it from the rooftops.
Let me make this point to you. The SDLP and the UUP sat for 9.5 years in the executive up until May last year. Put the question to the SDLP, what did they do to actually address the issue of the RHA scandal?
But hold on a minute.
If Claire Hannah talks about a public inquiry, what we need is a public inquiry on her terms into the nature of SDLP and UUP political negligence in relation to this matter.
Declan, you're not answering the point as to why, if Martin O'Meara was happy to say that to Jonathan Bell back then during the summer, long before the spotlight and all these revelations came firmly into the public domain, why was he doing that back then and not shouting about it outside that committee room?
Let me set out, and I do need to go here because I've been a wee bit more generous with my time than I can afford to. Sinn Féin first became aware of the concerns around the RHI when Martin McGuinness was given a report by the head of the civil service at the beginning of February 2016. And on the 2nd of February, DFM was provided with a briefing and asked for urgent action to close down the scheme. And as a result of an urgent procedure decision on the 5th of February, that then went to the Assembly. And at the end of the Assembly debate, that took place. The SDLP and the UUP voted to keep the flawed scheme open. Sinn Féin voted to close it, and it was closed within a month. And I need to go.
Okay, let me let Claire respond, because you've accused her party of a pretty serious allegation. Go ahead, Claire.
Well, funny, this morning Declan Kearney accused the opposition parties of criminal negligence. The scheme, and I advise anybody who's at the front of a computer, Google Hansard, Monday, 15th of February, read the transcript. It will be very clear who in that debate knew about this bleed of public money and who didn't. We were being told that this was a fabulous scheme, a victim of its own success, and you will see that what we voted for on the 15th of February was the amended scheme, the scheme we should have had in the first place, and not the failure boot scheme that had caused all the problem. It wasn't the one without any tearing. And Tristan wants to talk about us falling in line with the DUP proposal. The Sinn Féin have been falling in line with the DUP for a decade. Now that the public have finally got sick of it, three weeks ago they had a programme for government that didn't mention all the things that they're upset about now. They fell in line over NAMA, they fell in line over the Social Investment Fund, and they still haven't fallen out of line on that one. So get the public inquiry. And if they don't fear that question about what they knew and what they tried to do about it, then they have no reason not to let all those facts get into the public domain as soon as possible.
Okay. Claire, thank you very much indeed for that.